God's Word for our consideration this morning. God's Word to guide us. God's Word to feed us. God's Word to nourish our path of life as we look to Him for guidance and strength is from the Gospel lesson. Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him." Then one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread, because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So far, God's Word for our consideration this morning. So as you think about your life, I want you to think about communication. Communication is very important to us. In this day and age, my kids usually don't answer when we call them. But if we text them, they'll most likely answer, because that's the communication tool that they are used to. Now, when God comes to us in His Word in many times, is the tool that He gives to us to communicate is prayer. So Jesus' disciples come up to Him. "Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray." Because Jesus had already gone to a secluded place, the disciples found him and wondering how he could pray. And he uses this example of the tithe. I want you to think about this example, and I want you to think, if a friend comes to you and knocks on your door for food at an improper time, like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., and wants some food from you because his cupboard is bare and all the stores are closed. For some reason, Quick Trip closed their doors, both of them. You can't get any kind of food. Nothing. Because of this person's knocking and knocking and knocking, you get up and you give him some food. This is what God wants us to understand about prayer. That prayer is not just a one-time thing. Prayer needs to be on our lips and in our lives every single day of our lives. If not praying for our needs, praying for the needs of those who are around us. You see, God gives us this tool to be involved in lives. Be involved with your life. To be involved with the lives around you. To be involved in the lives of people who are stressed out, who are in need of care and compassion, who are in need of the Lord God Himself. Because praying is grabbing hold of God. Praying to God is saying, "God, there's a need." That's why His disciples were so energetic. They were so pushy. They wanted to know, "Please teach us how to pray. We want this tool in our lives. We want this, but we need guidance and instruction." And that's what our Lord tends to do for us too, because to be honest with you, our prayer life stinks. It stinks badly. We will have time to do things. We will have time to do the laundry. We will have time to write out the bills. We will have time to communicate with our spouses or our friends. What about the time for God? What about grabbing hold of His attention in our lives? What do? We kind of push it off because, you know, that's our spiritual life, and our spiritual life is on Sunday morning. And we do our praying that. But what about the six other days of the week? God needs to know that we know who He is. God needs to know that we want Him as a part of our life. Maybe we don't read the Bible as much as we should. Maybe we don't communicate with other friends and family about the need that God has for us in our lives. Maybe we don't communicate that. Maybe we don't share it. But God wants us to share it. Because we're approaching God with a boldness. Take Abraham, for instance. You know, he kept after God. If there is this amount of people, will you wreck the city for the sake of those? And he kept going down and down and down. He was approaching God with boldness and confidence. And you see, that's what God wants from us too. And so he says, whoever searches or seeks, finds. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever knocks on the door will be given. You see, he doesn't want us just to pray one time. He wants us to pray all the time. So we say, well, how can we pray? And you can pray driving down the road, just don't close your eyes. You can pray while you're riding your bike or walking. You can pray when you're sitting at dinner or after any meal. You can pray to the Lord. You can thank Him. But you can also pray for someone else. Because God wants to know our needs. God wants to know our desires. God knows, wants to know that we know Him. That's what God wants to know. And God knows, yes, He knows. Because of Psalm 138, He knows, or 139, He knows the intricate parts of our body. He knows before we speak a word. He knows when we get up and when we lie down. He knows everything about us. And yet He wants us to pray. He wants that communication with us to grab hold of His attention, to be the understanding of our faith. You know, He knows that He puts that faith into our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. But He wants to hear from us. He wants to hear how our lives are going. He wants to hear of our desperate cry for help. He wants to hear for our desperate cry for anyone. He wants us to pray for each other. Karen and I are hooked into Mission Central of Mapleton, Iowa, and they've got a prayer chain. We're called Prayer Warriors. And we will get prayers in our email for people we have no clue who they are. And yet, God is using that person to reach out and to pray. Sometimes those prayers work for a person who needs and becomes healthy. Sometimes those prayers are for support and comfort because a loved one was called home to be with Jesus. Throughout our lives, those are needs of others for our prayer, for those who come before Him, to use that instrument in our lives. It's not something that's used just once in our lifetime and then forgotten, but it's an integral part of our Christian life. That's what prayer really is. It's communication, it's a heart-to-heart talk with God. When I teach about prayer and confirmation, I use that communicative tool that is that connection with God Himself. We need that connection. We desire that connection. There was a boat full of men that were out at Lake Superior. And the weather was getting kind of terrible. The wind was starting to get up, rise up. The waves were starting to roll, and this boat was starting to really roll. And so they were in need of prayer, in need of comfort. And they picked out one of their people, one of the men that was on the boat, to pray for them. Now this guy hadn't been in church for a while, but he decided that he would pray. And he says, "Lord, I know I haven't prayed to you before, and if you get us out of this situation, I won't bother you again." Is that what our life is like? Is that what our prayer life is like? That we won't bother God again? I want to do this exercise. And I want you to pick out someone, not me. I want you to pick out someone and pray for that person this week. I want you to think about that person. I want you to pray about that person. I want you to lift up your prayers to God for that person. And I don't necessarily want you to pray for your spouses, because that is a given. You pray for your spouse. But I want you to pick out someone. And I want you to pray for that person today. I want you to look around. Look around. And I want you to pick out somebody. I want you to pray for that person. Because God needs to hear your prayer. Because it is instrumental in your life, bringing you closer to God, bringing you closer to other people. Because you see, when you pray for someone else, you're involved in their life and they have no clue that you are. But yet, we're involved to each other through that prayer to God. In Christ's holy name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.